The inimitable Annie Dugan joins us this morning as our host of Where's Art? And I want to say there's going to be art happening willy-nilly outside this week. Am I right?
You have it correct. Uh-huh. It is our plein air week of artists from around Minnesota, around the world, coming in to Duluth, to our beautiful, beautiful home in Duluth. This is the third year the Duluth Art Institute has been doing a plein air festival. And I love the quote from the first year we did it, an artist, you know, who'd never been to Duluth before, painted for the week and said, "It's amazing. You don't like one direction, you turn around and you can paint the other direction. It is 360 degrees of painting opportunities." So they're here all week. They'll be painting out and about. There's a few places that they'll be concentrated for viewing pleasure. It is really fun to watch these artists in process because they start with a blank canvas. They came in yesterday and we stamped the backs of their canvases to make sure they were blank to start with. And then you can see them take form, which is sort of the most exciting. They'll be out and about in Lincoln Park today. The Duluth Art Institute Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we're trying to populate that. We have an intern sort of following around some of the artists and snapping photos and posting them. So definitely pay attention to our social media and we'll let you know where they are. But they should be out and about in Lincoln Park today. Tomorrow evening is their quick paint at the zoo. So it starts at 6:30, the buzzer rings, and then they have an hour and a half to paint, and then the buzzer stops at 8 o'clock. So it's a reduced admission fee for folks to come in and see the artists. It's open to anyone, actually, who wants to paint. So if you want to go and or draw or do rock building, plein air.
I'm guessing they're not going to let you photograph.
Oh,
because I'm thinking the buzzer goes off at 6:30. Snap, snap.
Right.
And then
that's
you
a good question.
And then you sit there.
And then you're done.
And then you're done. Right. Okay. And then you throw your hands in the air like a rodeo rider. I did it.
Exactly.
I did it.
Exactly. I did it in just less than a second.
Less than 8 seconds. Wow. Yay me. Just I'm kind of guessing photography is kind of off the table on that one.
Probably not.
Okay.
And then Wednesday at Glen Sheen, and then Friday from 5 to 7, the opening will be at Blacklist Brewery. So they have opened up their space. We wanted to have the artworks visible in a downtown establishment that is well frequented. So we picked some place that serves beer. So definitely go and check out the opening and enjoy what the artists have made all week. The other thing I want to mention is that Sunday, so you have to wait a whole 6 days, but you can see the mural going up. Actually, this week, it's being installed in Lincoln Park. The Duluth Art Institute has an artist-in-residence program that we debuted this winter, and Paul Lagenais is the artist that has been our artist-in-residence. He has toured all of the different craft businesses in the Lincoln Park Craft District, la, 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 and has created a mural sort of reflecting that history of industry in Duluth and the current revival of the craft business district. And that is going on the wall of Frost River. There'll be an unveiling, quote unquote. It's being installed, so you can sort of see it being installed this week. But then the official unveiling is going to be this Sunday at 3. Teague Alexi is going to play in that cute little pocket park right next door to the mural. And Mrs. Delicious, I think, might be there. So anyway, it's going to be a fun opening on Sunday. There is also the Art Canopy series starting this week. Art Canopy is a event that the Duluth Art Institute is doing in conjunction with the Duluth Public Library's Kaleidoscope series. So Duluth Art Public Library's Kaleidoscope is like a performer of some sort. In the mornings and afternoons, and in between that time, over the lunch hour, the Art Institute is doing this art canopy underneath the, here's your vocabulary word of the day, underneath the porte-cochere at the depot. So a porte-cochere is basically a fancy word for a canopy. That big overhang canopy at the depot. Amy Varsek, who is the education director for the Duluth Art Institute, always does fabulous hands-on projects, and she's going to have some hands-on projects that will be available for folks to come, try their hands, see how art is made. Kids of all ages are welcome, so you know, you can bring kids or you can just be an adult and come and see it as well. And that'll be this Tuesday, July 11th from 11:15 to 1:15. And then finally, I want to mention AICO, American Indian Housing Organization, opened up its Indigenous First gift shop last week. This is an amazing, it's sort of a cross between a art gallery and an art gallery where you can buy things. So definitely go and check that out. Like the name suggests, they feature Indigenous artists. And it's really, it's a special curated collection of just amazing artwork. So that opened last week and is open to the public. So lots and lots, as always, Lisa.
Boy, it certainly sounds that way, and the weather's going to be nice for it, so it is all good. Annie
Yay.
Dugan, you rapscallion, we'll talk with you again next week. How does that grab you?
That sounds perfect. Talk to you then, Lisa. Thank you.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, every Monday right here on 103.3 KUMD.